Hi y'all, my name is Ivan and I'm a third year degree student from Department of English, St. Albert's College. So here I'd like to share some of my thoughts about one of my favorite books, 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos by Jordan Peterson. Before starting off with the summary of the book, let me introduce to you Jordan Peterson and who he is. Jordan B. Peterson is a Canadian author, clinical psychologist and scholar. He is professor of psychology at the University of Toronto, and he delivers lectures at University of Harvard and Oxford too. After 2016, he gained attention and popularity after giving a lot of lecture series in YouTube, which are based on political and cultural issues, personal responsibility, meaning, then feminism, toxic masculinity, and so on and so forth. This book is actually the answers in which he gave to his audience in Quora, in which he tries to answer all the questions that are posted to him. So these are the 12 rules in which he has written in this book. These are: the first one, stand up straight with your shoulders back. Second, treat yourself like you would someone you are responsible for helping. Make friends with people who want the best for you. Compare yourself with who you were yesterday, not with who someone else is today. Fifth, do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them. Sixth, set your house in perfect order before you criticize the world. Seventh, pursue what is meaningful and not what is expedient. Eighth, tell the truth or at least don't lie. Ninth, assume that the person you are listening to might know something you don't. 10th, be precise in your speech. 11th, do not bother children when they are skateboarding. 12th, the last one, pet a cat when you encounter one in the street. So here, I will not be able to explain to you all the rules. But what I'm going to do is try and explain to you one of the rules in which has given me meaning in my life too, is rule number 6, set your house in perfect order before you criticize the world. We tend to help other people more than we help ourselves. That's what I feel in today's world. Jordan B. Peterson gives us an example of a small kingdom. Which is our small kingdom? Our small kingdom is our room. Unless we organize our own room, we cannot make order in our brain also, and also in the things in our environment and our friends too. He has also quoted biblical stories such as the Cain and Abel, the story of Adam and Eve, and the Gospels in a more secular way. By this rule or sentence, he means that unless we have personal responsibility, we cannot inspire others, we cannot judge others, we cannot say that they are doing the wrong things. And the second rule which I really like from this book is surround yourself with people who want the best of you. Surround yourself with people who support you and genuinely want to see you succeed. You will push each other to greater heights. Each person's life improves as others' lives improve. He says that there is connection. When we try to improve ourselves and our friends too, there's connection. We are trying to change the whole world, not only ourselves, but also the whole world. They won't tolerate your things, your weaknesses, and they will always punish you when you mistreat yourself. Those are real friends, as Jordan P. Peterson says. Don't associate with people who want to drag you down to make them feel better about themselves. In one of his lecture series, he says that the true friends are those people who listen to you and just don't give advice. He also says that don't accept charity cases by helping people who don't accept personal responsibility for their actions. People who don't want to improve can't be helped. So we say that Jordan Peterson is a person whose idea is based on personal responsibility. In one of his speeches, he says that we all throughout the centuries, he spoke about equality, about rights, but not about responsibility. And it's time for us to speak about personal responsibility because it helps other people. It inspires other people too. So here I would also like to encourage you to watch his YouTube lecture series and read this book. It's really interesting. It has changed a lot. It has changed my life, and also thousands of youngsters like me. I would like to end by one of his quotations, wherein he says that when you aim at something, when you aim at the star, it's okay if you don't get it, but at least it is a star. Thank you so much, and I hope you're inspired by trying to summarize this book. It's better for you to have a look at by yourself, and that will improve your life too.